Hi there, I'm Nicole. I'm the founder of Startup Fashion, and I am here to talk you through this workbook, which is all about your fashion business marketing and done simply. So this workbook is meant to help you think through how you want to market your business so that you can make more sales and ultimately more revenue. So I have been doing this since 2009. I have helped thousands of independent brands to launch their brand and also to grow their brand. So we have really focused in on helping those of you who want to launch, but also those of you who have recently launched to see that increase in brand awareness and see that increase in sales and revenue. So I'm really glad you're here. I'm excited to help you reach your goals, and let's get started. So the first thing I want you to do is a deep dive into your marketing right now, right? What's working and what's not? What do you enjoy doing? What do you not enjoy? Really just kind of getting this all down so you can see a picture of what's happening. So look at it from platform to platform. So email, Instagram, your blog, all of the things that you're doing, and what you like about it, what you don't, what's working, what's not, and really start to see in detail what this looks like. After you do that, I want you to revisit your customer. So depending on how far along you are in, you know, having launched your business, you may be focusing on who your ideal customer is because you may not have enough data or sales information to reference in order to really have an idea of who that customer actually is. So whether it is who is your customer or who is your ideal customer, I want you to think about them. What do you know about them, or what do you believe to be true about them? And get detailed here. So who are they? What do they care about? How do they spend their time? What do they believe in? What matters to them? Really trying to paint that picture. Now, this is an exercise you may have gone through before you launched, but I do find from experience working with so many brands over the last many, many years, that it happens once before they launch and then they never really look at it again. And it's so, so important to keep on top of who this customer is or who this ideal customer is. So I want you to do that exercise again, just to have that person fresh in your brain. Then based on that information, I want you to think about what topics you can talk about on social media that your customer will find valuable. And this I often see is like, this is where the disconnect is, right? It's like, well, I don't know what to talk about on social media. Well, where is the snapshot of who your customer is? Start diving into that. And if you look at that customer description and you still don't feel like you know what to talk about, then you haven't done a detailed enough dive into who this customer is. So you should be able to pull ideas for your social media based on what you either know to be true about your customer or believe to be true about your ideal customer, and use that for content. So, you know, when you think about how they spend their time, when you think about the activities that they enjoy, when you think about what is important to them, what they value, when you think about, you know, where they live, who they are as a person, you know, are they a parent, are they an entrepreneur, you know, what are the things you know about them or believe to be true about them? And from that, you really should be able to start plucking ideas for what to talk about. You know, if you identify that a big part of who your customer is that they are a parent, that opens up a large window of things that you can talk about. Same if you were to find, you know what, this person, they're entrepreneurial. They're creative entrepreneurs. They work in, you know, maybe they're graphic designers or something like that. Like, this is how you start to think about it. And if it seems like that's too specific, then you're on the right track. The more specific you can be, the easier it is to come up with ideas for content. And don't worry about feeling like you are excluding others. That's actually what you want to do at this early stage. You want to have a very, very detailed and specific picture of who you're talking to, and then speak directly to them. So that's what these exercises are for. Then I want you to review those ideas that you have for your social media and then think about how you can expand them and turn them into emails, right? So if you have come up with some ideas for things you can post about on say Instagram, you should be able to take that same idea and build on it. Maybe you take that one idea and it becomes like, you know, steps for something, you know, some kind of like educational thing or tips, you know, three tips for this, you know, that kind of thing. And then you can write out more than just the kind of snippets that you would post on Instagram. You can expand upon it and write more to turn it into an email. You don't have to reinvent the wheel here. It's like each piece of content that you come up with, each idea that you come up with, you should be able to post something on social media about it as well as use it in an email. So again, if you feel like you're struggling with these, I want you to go back to your customer and really start painting a much more detailed picture of who they are. The next thing I want you to think about, once you feel like you've got some ideas for the content part of your marketing, your email and your social, I want you to start really thinking about collaboration. The beauty of collaboration when you are, especially when you are a newer brand, is that you are able to tap into other people's audiences to help broaden your reach and the awareness of your brand. So thinking outside of the fashion space, it doesn't have to be fashion is what I'm saying, it can be, but what are some brands out there that you feel like you could have fun collaborating with? So, you know, could they be food-based brands or lifestyle-based brands? You know, anything that falls into the category of sharing an audience with you. So if they share your audience, whether they're in fashion space or not, they can be a great brand to collaborate with. So really opening your mind here and allowing yourself to think through, like, what are some of these brands? And you can think big and small and know that, you know, maybe some of the bigger brands, it'll take some time to be able to, you know, work towards a collaboration, but let whatever comes to your mind, you know, get it down on paper. But remember that this is not, I'm not talking about influencers here. I'm not talking about you paying someone. I'm talking about a shared beneficial collaboration. So you have a product and an audience, they have a product or a service and an audience, that audience is the same and their audience would benefit from learning about what you have to offer and your audience would benefit from learning what they have to offer, even if your audience is small, even if you have 300 people following you on Instagram and you've just started your email list. Whatever it is, this can be beneficial to both brands. So this is not about paying someone to promote you, this is about coming together creatively with another brand with who has a shared audience. Once you come up with some of these brands, then I want you to think about ways in which you could collaborate with them. So do you do an Instagram live together? Do you do a cross-promotion email to your lists? You don't have to think about things like creating products together or putting on an event together, because those are big and you could work up to those if that seems like something you want to do in the future. But right now, like, what are some fun things you can do that is, you know, low lift for both brands, but can be very powerful, and are just fun ways to start collaborating. And like I said, the two that really stand out the most and tend to work the best, especially in the early stage, is like a cross-promotion email where you're introducing your audience to this other brand, what you love about this brand, the founder, and just, you know, linking to their website. And they do the same for you. And another one is going live in some way, talking about a topic that this audience that you share cares about, you know, getting out there, showing your face, letting your voice be heard, and promoting this to both of your audiences. So thinking about that. The next thing that I share here to help you kind of get a grasp on how much or how often you want to be out there and posting. I shared our recommended approach to content. On a weekly basis, you should be sending two emails. One is a value-based email, and another is a promotional email. Also on a weekly basis, you want to be doing two reels, one value-based feed post and one promotional feed post. Now, this isn't like hard and fast rules, but this is our recommendation to really be putting enough out there to collect enough data to see what works, what doesn't, what your audience cares about, what they don't, and so that you can constantly improve what you're doing. Weekly, at least an hour of engaging and connecting on social, so doing something that is conversational, whether that's leaving comments, whether that's sending DMs, whether that's going live and talking to your audience, but 1 hour weekly of doing one or many of those things. On a monthly basis, you want to be doing email outreach to possible new collaboration, you know, so, or possible new brands to collaborate with. So this should be part of your monthly process. You know, you are at a point now where you've launched your business, and what you need to do is be focusing on marketing that business, reaching new people, and converting those people who you're reaching. So if this feels like a lot of work, it's because it is, but this is your job now. This is what you need to do. So on a monthly basis, you should be emailing a handful of other brands because you've researched them and you share an audience and you have some ideas on fun ways you can collaborate and you want to do that. And then I say here monthly that you should be reviewing your results and tracking your numbers. With my students in our Level Up Fashion program, we focus on weekly. I'm not going to lie. We do focus on weekly, but to start, you can focus on monthly with just reviewing your numbers, what's working, what's not, especially as you take the time to build up to the two reels and the value-based email and the promo email and all of that. Once you've been doing this for some months and you really have gotten the hang of it and it's a regular, your process is very regular, then you can shift over to weekly reviews of these numbers. I share in the workbook just some ways to, you know, some numbers to be reviewing, you know, your Instagram reach, your Instagram clicks, your website traffic, your email open rate, your email click rate, your new email subscribers. So, you know, taking a look at what are those things currently, then based on making these improvements to your content and your marketing, then, you know, what is your projection for 30 days out? What's your projection for 60 days out? You know, what's your projection for 120 days out? You know, I put projections, you can call them goals if you want. I think projection, the word projection kind of takes the pressure off a little, but you can look at them as goals as well. But this is just to help you start realizing, okay, these are the things I need to track. And this is these are the numbers where we are now. And here's where I'd like to see us in, you know, the coming months. I also include a marketing checklist. This is by no means exhaustive, but it's to help you, you know, have a picture of the things you need to do in these coming weeks, if you really want to amp up this marketing to see that increase in reach, increase in conversion, increase in revenue, all of that. I also include a project planner because you're working to grow your business. You're going to have a lot of different things you're working on. So if you think of them as projects and then you break those projects down into actionable tasks, it can be really helpful. So, you know, if your project is to, you know, you're working on like a revamp of your Instagram strategy. That's a project. Okay, so what are some of the action steps? Maybe you're going to rewrite your bio. Maybe you're going to, you need to add like coming up with a list of different Instagram live topics that you can do over the next, you know, couple of weeks. Things like that. That would be an action step for that particular project. So I include that. I also include a daily planner because I know sometimes it can be helpful to just be a bit more organized rather than a notebook with lots of to-do lists kind of written all over. I know I like to kind of have a more organized approach to my daily work, and so I thought that could be helpful to you. I also include 5 things to know because I know that this is, you know, it's a journey for sure. And there are ups and downs, highs and lows. And sometimes you just need a few words of encouragement as you're moving along. So I include that in here. I also include our Level Up Fashion framework, which Level Up Fashion is our sister brand to Startup Fashion. It's serving those of you who have already started, you've already launched, and you're really looking to help or to grow your brand awareness and increase your revenue. So I just like to share what our process is so you can see, you know, how important it is to focus on your CEO mindset so that you're in this space of being a business owner, to develop your marketing machine, right? Like how you're making your marketing work harder for you, and then how you streamline your sales strategy so that you can start seeing that increase in sales and increase in revenue that you want to see. And then lastly, I do include some resources for you in case they're helpful as you work through this early stage business that you have. And so, yeah, they can be really helpful. And let's connect. I am on our Startup Fashion Instagram. It's just at Startup Fashion all the time. So if you need help with this workbook, if you have questions about marketing your business in this early stage, if you just want to say hi, whatever it is, send me a DM. This is where I am talking to brand owners all the time. So please don't hesitate to reach out there. And I guess that's it. Thank you very much. And good luck with everything. This is an exciting journey. And I'm so thrilled to be able to help you in any way I can. All right. Bye.